Mark 10. And rising up thence, he comes into the coasts of Judea, and the other side of the Jordan. And again crowds come together to him, and, as he was accustomed, again he taught them. And Pharisees coming to him asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. But he answering said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed us to write a bill of divorce and to put away. And Jesus answering said to them, In view of your hard-heartedness he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be united to his wife. And the two shall be one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. And again in the house the disciples asked him concerning this. And he says to them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and shall marry another commits adultery against her. And if a woman put away her husband and shall marry another, she commits adultery. And they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those that brought them. But Jesus, seeing it, was indignant, and said to them, Suffer the little children to come to me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter into it. And having taken them in his arms, having laid his hands on them, he blessed them. And as he went forth into the way, a person ran up to him, and kneeling to him asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? But Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor thy father and mother. And he answering said to him, Teacher, all these things have I kept from my youth. And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, One thing lackest thou. Go, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me, taking up the cross. But he, sad at the word, went away grieved, for he had large possessions. And Jesus, looking around, says to his disciples, How difficultly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were amazed at his words. And Jesus again answering says to them, Children, how difficult it is that those who trust in riches should enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished, saying to one another, And who can be saved? But Jesus, looking on them, says, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. Jesus answering said, Verily I say to you, there is no one who has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, that shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the coming age life eternal. But many first shall be last, and the last first. And they were going in the way up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going on before them. And they were amazed, and were afraid as they followed. And taking the 12 again to him, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered up to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him up to the nations, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And after 3 days he shall rise again. And there come to him James and John, the sons of Zebedee, saying to him, Teacher, we would that whatsoever we may ask thee, thou wouldest do it for us. And he said to them, What would ye that I should do for you? And they said to him, Give to us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and one on thy left hand, in thy glory. And Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are ye able to drink the cup which I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink ye will drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with ye will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand or on my left is not mine to give, but for those for whom it is prepared. And the 10, having heard of it, began to be indignant about James and John. But Jesus, having called them to him, says to them, Ye know that those who are esteemed to rule over the nations exercise lordship over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it is not thus among you. But whosoever would be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be first of you shall be bondman of all. For also the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister, and give his life a ransom for many. And they come to Jericho. And as he was going out from Jericho, and his disciples and a large crowd, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, the blind man, sat by the wayside begging. And having heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out, and to say, O Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me! And many rebuked him, that he might be silent. But he cried so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me! And Jesus, standing still, desired him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying to him, Be of good courage, rise up, he calls thee. And throwing away his garment, he started up and came to Jesus. And Jesus, answering, says to him, What wilt thou that I shall do to thee? And the blind man said, Rabboni, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Go, thy faith has healed thee. And he saw immediately, and followed him in the way.